This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Educators who are teaching while earning a degree can qualify for stipends up to $10,000 if they work in certain areas. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Colorado has a critical teacher shortage. The program was created in 2021 to give teacher candidates financial assistance if they'd work in a rural school district for 3 years. The program expanded to include educators to work in places where there are teacher shortages anywhere in the state. Chalkbeat, Colorado reports that the program has attracted about 700 educators a year. There are shortages in almost every area of teaching, especially special education and math and science. The application process is open through the end of September, and a second round opens in December. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Violence Prevention Center at CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora is getting a $2.5 million grant from the CDC. The money will help expand research and education initiatives that include programs dealing with things like substance use disorder in rural and largely Latino communities and preventing firearm suicide among veterans. The Mountain West has a higher rate of deaths caused by homicide, suicide, or motor vehicle accidents than other regions. What was behind Colorado's poor air quality last week? Partly the state's geography, says Mike Nelson, the chief meteorologist with Denver 7.
Many times of year, the mountains to the west of us serve as a wall blocking any fresh air that would come in and clear some of this stuff out. And so if you go into the mountains or western Colorado, the air was a lot less hazy because that smoke was coming down from the Dakotas and then getting parked over the eastern part of the state.
Nelson says a stronger rainstorm or cold front would help clear the air, but the state doesn't see much of those at this time of year. And it's staying hot today across Colorado with highs in the 90s around Colorado Springs and in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.